All right, 741 in the Magic Valley, and I am going to welcome to the microphone stage here Cheryl from the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. And every week at this time, we have a little bit of insight as to what's going on with the Jerome Chamber. And we also have just kind of, I don't know, inspirational or just kind of a thought-provoking thought. Is that kind of how you'd like to describe that?
Sure. It started as business tips, but how if it, you know, provides you thought-provoking thoughts, then probably okay, guess we're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing well. Okay. All right. And we are live on Facebook, so if you want to send us a note and say, hey, I got a question, we'll certainly take that. All right. So, Cheryl, we're talking today about a goal.
Yeah, about setting goals. Whenever we get to a new year, a lot of people like to set New Year's resolutions. Are you one of those?
You know, I started doing that kind of stuff, and then I decided, yeah, probably not.
And why'd you stop?
I don't know. I said, I can see where you're going with this, because you're wanting me to have a goal in life.
No.
I'm 62 years old. Come on. What do you want from me?
We all have growth opportunities for our entire lives. Anyways, I'm like you. I was one who had always set a New Year's resolution at the start of a new year. And
right.
It got to a point that the year would go by and I would, you know, get to the new year again and realize that I didn't do anything to accomplish my goal.
Right.
Which goes to, on the blog post, you know, and what you preference with, it says a goal without a plan is just a wish.
Okay.
All right. So we need that plan in place. So there's three steps to setting goals and being able to achieve those. The first one is to set a goal that's going to motivate you.
Okay.
All right. So that's the first thing. A lot of people say, okay, so start of the new year, I'm going to get fit. And Jim,
I got a long ways to go with that, baby.
Gym, okay, go ahead. Gym memberships spike in January.
Oh,
there's,
I know they
no
do.
Doubt
yes.
about
yes.
it, right?
Uh-huh.
But as the weeks go on, people start frequenting it less and less and less and less. And by the middle
right.
of February, it's pretty empty
we're,
again.
We're done. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if that's not what's going to motivate you, that's probably not the best goal for you, right?
Oh, goodness. Come up with a goal. You're a good goal setter. What is my goal then?
Oh, it is your goal?
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm just kidding with you.
No, I don't set goals for you. You have to remember, I have to make something motivated for you. The next, you need to set SMART goals. And this we've talked about on the business aspect before, where they have to be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
For your business, yes.
For your business. And it's the same in your personal life. And so much, you know, back in the day, the people used to think that their business life and personal life were so separate and apart from each other.
Okay.
But we're finding, you know, now that that's not true, that they really are very integrated. And the more integrated they are, the more well-balanced you are.
Right.
And so when you think of those business goals that we've talked about, we need to make sure it's integrated in our personal lives.
Okay.
So when you set measurable goals, it has to have something. If you don't have accountability attached to it, then you don't push forward.
Well, that goes to number three that you've got on your very handy dandy list here.
Yeah, to stick with it. Goal setting is an ongoing activity. And when I was talking with some of your colleagues earlier this week about this, I preference it to moving the horizon closer towards you.
Mm.
All right. By making it small, measurable steps. So if you've got this great, big, lofty goal, and I'm going to preface it back to the fitness one, because that's a big one a lot of people do in January.
Right.
Right.
Get fit. Yep.
When I had decided that I wanted to learn how to run.
Okay.
All right. I was, you know, extremely out of shape, and this was a big goal for me. And my small measurable goals was, my first one was, I wanted to learn how to run on the treadmill for 10 seconds.
And then that was it.
And that was it. Yeah. Because at 10 seconds, and I know it sounds, for people who are fit and have never struggled with that, you jump off onto the sides, and you're just huffing and puffing, and you're wheezing,
yes.
and you're like going, I'm going to die.
Right.
And so when you can master that 10-second goal, then you push the time out a little bit further.
Right.
And you keep going, and you keep going. Well, my second seconds then turned into distance. Instead of counting down the seconds, it was like, okay, I want to be able to jog for a quarter of a mile without stopping.
Right.
And it took a long time. I'll be honest to the listeners. It took me a very long time to learn how to do this. But I'm able to now, like yesterday at the, because I didn't go today, but yesterday at the gym, I did 4.25 miles.
On the treadmill.
On the treadmill.
See, the good news about the treadmill is if you collapse and have some sort of a medical seizure of some sort, there's somebody there to rescue you. I've always thought that's like a good idea.
I hate the treadmill. Just let me tell you that. Oh, okay. I feel like a hamster running on a wheel going nowhere.
Okay.
I much prefer to run the streets. But the point is your small, miserable goals and to stick with it, because you're going to have bumps along the way. You're going to have setbacks. The reason I didn't go this morning, frankly, I was just too tired.
Yeah, well,
right?
It's Friday.
You know, so we have setbacks, and you need to be able to push through those. So let's just do a quick recap. You need to have something that's going to motivate you, whether it's personal or business.
Right, smart goals.
Your smart goals, make sure they're measurable and achievable, and then stick with it through the hard times.
Uh-huh.
And once again, you know, when you break it down to those small, manageable steps, you will be able to achieve it. And a goal without a plan is just a wish, and we all don't just want wishes. We want to succeed.
And you have a sign for that, too.
I do have a sign for that.
And Bob Jackson's checking in. Bob, good morning to you, man.
Bob.
All right, well, business of the week, we're going to return next week. You're taking a break with that.
I had last week off, so I wasn't as organized as you like to think I am, and I didn't get things lined up.
I will never, ever say you are not organized. Cheryl, you are the most organized person I've ever met.
Well, we've got our business lined up, so we're excited to do that.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Bridal
the
Expo.
Events. Yes.
The Bridal Expo that's going on today and tomorrow at the Fieldhouse in Twin Falls. You can still get some tickets online. So if you've had to postpone your wedding or you've recently gone engaged and planning a wedding is definitely well worth going to. But I also want to do a shout out for Shop Local.
Okay.
I know that we're past the holidays and everybody's, you know, thinking,
but don't stop down.
Don't stop down. And the biggest one is we want to continue to work together to keep our economy open. And so the focus that I really want people to think about right now is our restaurants still need our help. So make sure that you go to a local restaurant, do a drive-through, curbside pickup, delivery, or dine in. Let's really make sure that we band together for the local restaurants and help them
and
out.
And some of them had to cut back. They've had to cut back, unfortunately, on some help, but also their menu. They've kind of have adjusted their menu because they just haven't. They needed to streamline in these days, and so we just gotta
give them
a break.
I'm glad you mentioned about cutting back on their help, because you know the local restaurants, the mom and pops, the individual owned businesses here in Jerome. You know they employ local people.
That's right.
And the taxes, you know, stay in Jerome to help fix roads and go to schools and stuff like that.
Right.
So the more that we do to help them not only keep their doors open so that they can return to their full menus like Paul was talking about and keep people employed, the better.
Yeah. How do we get a hold of you, Cheryl?
208-324-2711, and you can go to the website at visitjeromeidaho.com.
All right, Cheryl, appreciate it. Thank you so much for
coming
by. We do it every day. Okay, thank you.
Like